Chapter 1. Stoicism and the Single Plane Swing. It's hard to overstate the hero status that James Stockdale achieved with the POWs he served with in captivity. Looking back on this article, I understand now that I may have served the reader by also emphasizing this. Sometimes things in life are hard, and it's important to say so. In fact, by saying so, we are better prepared to overcome them. That's among the most important lessons Stockdale and his men learned. Although I would not compare learning to play golf with surviving a prisoner of war camp during the Vietnam War, they both offer lessons for all of us on approaching difficult things. Golf is a hard game, and we ought to say so. Here we go. James Stockdale was one of the greatest military heroes the United States ever produced. As a Navy pilot and commander, he flew over 200 combat missions during 3 deployments in Vietnam. He became one of the most decorated Navy pilots ever. His most significant achievement was after September 9, 1965, when he was taken prisoner after being shot down over North Vietnam. As the highest-ranking naval officer to serve as a prisoner during the war, Commander Stockdale's leadership among the POW population was legendary. He was credited with saving the lives of hundreds of American POWs over his 8 years of captivity. Parenthetically, if you want to be inspired by someone's capacity to positively influence others, read Stockdale's essay, Courage Under Fire. Years after the war ended, Stockdale was asked how he coped with the challenges of being a prisoner under such horrific conditions. Stockdale and others, including the young aviator John McCain, were routinely beaten and tortured. He explained that he never lost faith that things would turn out okay. He believed he would prevail and be a better person for having persevered through the struggle. But here's the interesting part. When asked about his impressions of those who did not make it out of the prisons, the soldiers, sailors, and airmen who perhaps lost the will to go on, Stockdale said the optimists struggled the most. Oh, they were the ones who said, we're going to be out by Christmas, and Christmas would come and Christmas would go. Then they'd say, we're going to be out by Easter, and Easter would come and Easter would go. And then Thanksgiving, and then it would be Christmas again. And they died of a broken heart. Good to great author James Collins described Stockdale's observation as the Stockdale paradox. Stockdale said, this is a fundamental lesson. You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. It turns out Commander Stockdale had studied Stoicism, the ancient Greek philosophy, in graduate school. Among the critical tenets of Stoicism is that happiness comes from accepting each moment as it is. I love how Stockdale's perspective and Stoicism generally relate to the human development process and the single-plane swing. Neither the challenges we face nor what's at stake when we learn to play golf at a higher level are as grim or as high as those American POWs faced. They're not even close. But the human psychological dynamics are similar. We can learn a lot from Stockdale's experiences and apply much of what we learn to the single plane swing and playing golf at a higher level. The single plane swing journey, in fact, any endeavor of change or transformation, requires faith and discipline. It requires faith that you will prevail and the discipline to forge ahead, even when experiencing challenges and setbacks. What do faith and discipline look like for those learning the single plane swing? Trusting in the process allows you to replicate the Moe Norman swing model that Todd and Tim Graves teach. You must believe that if you study it, work at it, get feedback, and repeat the process enough times, your swing will improve. And you will get the results you're looking for. You don't need to put a timeline on your development or be an optimist. Do the work and trust that you will make progress. So let go of your story about when you will quote-unquote arrive. Know that you will get there one day. Consider that arriving may not be the point in the end. When you feel like you have plateaued or regressed, discipline yourself in the practice of accepting setbacks and challenges when they happen. As Stockdale might have said, confront the most brutal facts of your current reality and stay in the game. Don't quit. You know how to do these things. You've done them all your life and experienced a ton of success. Now, apply these beliefs and practices to your golf game. Have faith. Be disciplined. Stay in the game. You will prevail.